song about a war for oil. Both of those Iraq wars, as Michael Franti called them, Bush War One and Bush War Two, were wars for oil. They were wars to dominate the Middle East, and in both instances, absolutely tragic loss of life and sustained punishment to Iraqi society. There's famous video of Madeleine Albright saying that it was worth the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children caused by Bill Clinton bombing water treatment plants and other sanitary facilities in Iraq. She said, "Yeah, it was worth it." So don't fall for any notion that the Democratic presidents are any less inclined to mass murder than our Republican administrations. You're listening to Planet Waves FM, part of the Pacifica Radio Network, a network founded by people who refused to fight in World War II, and they were put in an internment camp. And when they got out, they wanted to create a radio network where it was possible for people to tell the truth and be pacifists. And Planet Waves FM stands proudly in the Pacifica tradition. Hello to anybody out there who might be listening. This is a portion of our program called Tantra Studio, where I talk about some aspect of sex and or sexuality and or sexual healing. The past five or six have been on another level, I think, and I'm starting to find my way into doing this. It's still a little awkward talking about the kinds of extremely personal subject matter, but I think that we need to learn how to do this. And if my part of learning how to do this is learning how to describe things to a general audience, you know, which includes many of my friends and listeners and clients and staff members, so be it. In service of all of us learning how to be able to say what we need to say about sexuality and about our sexual reality. So that's one of the approaches. And to say that it's Tantra is implying that, stating outright that there's a reclaiming of sexuality as being integral to the spiritual path, rather than rejecting it or demonizing sexuality, or in the case of the Christians and to some extent the Muslims, but nobody liked the Christians, and the Muslims were an offshoot of the Christians, building a whole religion on hating women and their sexuality. So it's very much the opposite approach, a much more loving approach, inclusive of the entire human race and its reality. So I have a little story, which is that this past week I made a discovery of a website called chatterbait.com. I think chatterbate. Apparently this is a very well established site. The copyright says it goes back to 2011. I'm amazed I haven't found this. Maybe it was just in a much smaller form for a long time and all this. But here's what it is. It's a cam site. I don't know if you ever played with cam sites, but in previous times, cam sites were very restrictive. You had to join. You had to, you know, you had to make an upfront investment to be able to get in and see what's going on. And that has been completely flipped in the case of Chatterbait, where basically anyone, if you claim to be 18, click the button, which I am 18, I'm a little bit older, you click the button and then you gain access to what are effectively hundreds of channels of mostly women masturbating. So there's like many more channels than even on like super deluxe cable. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but basically countless women from around the world, from all over the place. Some say where they are and some say they don't. A lot less planets as their homes. Things like Saturn or a little Mars and a little Uranus. It's like, what is there like a underground astrology thing going on here? But anyway, you can flip through the channels and what you're treated to, assuming this is interesting, and who knows, it may be. I can't imagine too many people, after hearing about this, won't at least take a look, is one kind of program after the next of women almost always either in their own room, their bedroom, or some room in their home, getting it on with themselves for anyone in the entire world to see. Some are obviously more professional than others. So you know, some list model is their career. Some of them might be porn actors. Some of them might be other things in the sex industry. But others, many, many, many others, are quite amateur. They're quite campy and not all high definition cameras and not all good audio. But you get to enter the private space of, in effect, an infinite number of people and just click through. And there's a little thing, next camera, and each has its own ambiance, its own vibe, its own artistic presentation. And so what you get is a lot of women turning masturbation into their form of performance art. And it's incredible. I happen to love female masturbation. I love masturbation in all forms, which doesn't entirely mean doing it. Like with female masturbation, obviously I'm male-bodied, hanging out amongst female masturbation. I have been blessed to be able to do this quite a bit. It helps if you explain this to the world or write articles and things like the Journal of Bisexuality about it. I happen to love this mode of sexual expression and sexuality and sexual communication, and it's just endless. There's a wide world, there's 24-ish time zones, and so there's always new people coming online. The website has a very large number of presenter accounts and a very large number of followers. To be able to broadcast yourself or anyone to come onto your channel, you have to provide ID. So they're doing the US CFR 2257. It's not CFR. It's US code 2257, which has partly been struck down. But they're doing the age thing. So you have to prove you're 18. And then anyone else who comes on gets into your show has to also provide proof that they are 18. So some of the women bring girlfriends in, and then you'll be clicking through, and then you'll be like one woman sitting at her desk and one on the bed, and some of these women are real sexual athletes like I have not seen. Like, I probably qualify as some form of a connoisseur of this subject matter, having been present for many workshops, both my own and those of other people, and associating with Betty Dodson and various of her students over the years. Wow. I have to say, I am impressed. I have some of these performances, I have never seen anything like this. And you might think, is it real? Well, look around and you'll see. You'll get the feeling for how real. Most of it to me seems, you're watching the person live, first of all. So you can study them for as long as you want. And you start to get a feeling for a bit about them, and at least in this limited context of who they are. Some just hang out and talk to people. They chat. You know, there's a chat window. Most of the users don't have cam accounts, so most of the ways that the users communicate back with the person on the channel is by text message. Private text, if you join, this public text, which anyone can be in with a membership, which is free, or public or private text, where if you get like a $20 membership, you can instant message the person. And then the way they make money is that you want a tip. And the guys tend to be very generous financially with women who are sexual. And many women know this. I'm sure there's quite a good few who feel left out of this, but or who feel it's in some way wrong. But there's an economy going on in there, and you buy credits, and so like 1,000 credits is $70. So 1,000's a lot of credits to tip. Coins are called. And in terms of like sex night out or sex night in, on a comparative scale, $70 is really cheap. You go to a swing club, you're going to get hit for hundreds of dollars. Or the one I went used to go to, which is now gone decadence, you know, was like $100 to get in for guys, and sometimes free for women, or very cheap for women. The masturbation parties were less expensive. So $70 for 1,000 tokens, and there's no minimum requirement for how much you can tip. You can tip one token. I don't know how much they're worth, but you'll see there's quite a bit of tipping going on. And if somebody takes a shine to the person, they're going to start hitting them with $100 token tips or something. Sometimes there's a price list that comes up, like, I'll do this for this much money. I'll show you my feet. This is almost universal. Like, it seems to me like there's a thing with feet being a sexual theme. I'm Pisces. I'm supposed to have this. I can't be turned off by someone's feet, but I don't have this special, well, shoes, clogs, pumps. Okay, I do have certain attractions to shoes, but 300 tokens, I'll show you my feet, is a lot of this. The price list pops up, you know, you log into the room, bring the price list comes up half the time. I'll do this for this much. So it's like everything, basically. I mean, I'm afraid to click on, I don't want to mess with my processor use during a recording. But you'll see that the price list comes up, and it's like, I'll let you see my pussy for this much. I'll finger my ass for this much. I'll squirt for this much. There's some professional athlete squirters on this website, and it is astounding. And one of them that I saw was like this hippie girl who basically put a blanket on the floor and had all of her sex toys out, and she's got her laptop open with the cam looking at her, so she can like see, you know, she can frame the shot in one little corner of it. Then she's watching all the chat stuff go by. Who was a full-on major female ejaculator, and while she's doing this and like riding enormous dildo, she's saying, yeah, and I've only ever had sex with two people in my entire life. Someone says, like, would you want to have a gangbang? And she's like, well, I mean, I've only ever had sex with two people. But she's, you know, basically on a form of international live cable television, you know, cycling through her collection of enormous sex toys. And very sweet. So that was a fun one. You know, even if this is not your thing, I would suggest you let yourself get into it a little bit. Like, explore it out of curiosity. Now, I think most men are going to have no problem with this concept. And just in case you're wondering if this actually, you know, should include you, most of the women I know are curious about the sexuality of other women. And this does not make them a lesbian. It does not make you a lesbian or bisexual. There's no need to categorize. But I've noticed that women are curious about the sexuality of other women in a way that most men are not curious about the sexuality of other men. There's not this kind of let's go change our tampons together kind of thing that in some ways facilitates women just having a more natural affinity for one another's bodies. Two men would never go into a dressing room and try on underwear. Lots of pairs of female friends definitely would go into a dressing room and try on underwear together. It would be way too gay for men, but by whatever concept, whatever rules, and I think some of them are social and some of them are biological, women have greater latitude to be able to relate to each other along what Adrienne Rich called a sexual continuum, a lesbian continuum, where she says all women fall somewhere on the lesbian continuum. Might be a one, it might be a seven. She used like a 7-point kind of Kinsey scale. So anyway, lots and lots and lots of women that I know and have known over the years are very curious to and want to know about the sexuality of other women. So if you have that, you get a chance to give this a chance, and it's free. That's the incredible thing. You might find yourself reaching for your credit card if you can afford it to send a few tokens in the direction of the performers who really deserve to get paid. Sometimes I'll be sitting there thinking, I can't believe this. This is like watching the Beastie Boys perform at the Mumia Abu Jamal benefit concert. And I'm like, oh, I should send some tokens over. And you can send a message with the tokens that nobody else gets to see. So I send my private little love notes. Now, I noticed after about 3 nights of doing this, it was like, okay, wanting more connection, physical connection. And I've never wanted to smell more pussies in my entire life. Like, and then like you're seeing the scene go by and this incredible exposition of female sexuality. So I want to get more of my senses involved instead of just the cool detached visual sense and, you know, some audio, a bit of audio. I'm always looking for the ones who have clear audio and aren't playing music. But doing that the other night, I've ran into someone who was just extraordinary. And I probably watched for 2 hours, somebody down in South America. Now, occasionally you'll find orgies. This is interesting. There's one group of 4 women who can't seem to have a 24-hour orgy going on. There's a group of, full strength, women only. Then there's so you can actually watch this in real time. You can click on your little high definition button and blow it up to the size of your whole screen. Then there's like a group of college girls in Michigan somewhere, and they're kind of like flirty, teasy, but not very sexually engaging. So you see there's a diversity of possibilities of sexual expression. And this, I think, from an educational standpoint, and I would count this as 100% absolutely vital, useful, and legitimate sex education. If I had a kid, as soon as the kid was old enough, I would say, here's something you can learn about how people relate to themselves, because I think that masturbation is the heart of all sex and that we grow out from there. That's just my opinion as someone who's been, you know, exploring and thinking about this and reading about it and writing about it basically since I was around 14 or something. And experience the incredible diversity of the way that people present themselves. Now, I click through the next channel. I see very few men. There's some what I would call trannies. Trannies are not political transsexuals who transition. Just in case anybody wants to send me hate mail for saying the word tranny. Trannies is a genre in sex culture, not political sex culture, not the LGBT form, LGBTQIA form of sex culture, but rather the fun pleasure form of sex culture. And so generally a tranny is a person who's male, has to be male-bodied, and pretty, gotta be good-looking and somewhat feminine to begin with. And then they go on hormones and start to develop secondary sex characteristics of women, namely breasts. While they're doing that, they get breast implants. They look pretty darn female. Then they go off the hormones and go back to being fully hormonally male, but are very female, only they usually have a really big penis. This is not exactly my genre, but I have to say I've had some fairly engaging experiences over the year where it's like, oh, this is not my thing, but okay. So you'll see some of that. Then there are the one woman and four men orgies. Those are interesting. Then you'll find couples, like boyfriend and girlfriend. They're like, let's make a little money. We like to have sex. Let's have sex on cam and get tips. All of these people basically become minor celebrities in their little realm. And they are, so they have fan clubs, they have followers, they have people who support them financially. There are some pretty big tippers out there. Some of the women in particular say, you know, my dream tip is 3,000 tokens, because for me that's a day off. It's like, oh, okay. That would be, I think one said 11-11 was enough tokens for a day off. I mean, that I could see doing that. Like somebody says, I get a day off. Okay. Really? All I have to do is just give them $70? So you can really witness quite a bit. And I think that one of the things missing from sex education is this, first of all, the fun, sexy angle of it. That sex education is usually presented as dry, and it's usually politicized. When you get into this realm, you are in the wet version of sex, and you're in the who fucking cares about politics. We don't. Once you cough up your driver's license and you're in and you can take points and broadcast yourself, that's about as political as it gets, is proof of age. And then you're in. Anybody can come in and sample this incredible sexual diversity. And I think that that speaking to both men and women, but leaning this comment a little bit more toward women, that to be able to see women who are fully in their sexual body, they are fully connected to their pleasure, to their cunt, to their orgasm, to their feelings, to their voice. You get to see this. And you can then consider what your possibilities might be. For men who are new to this, you will get to see, and you can tell when people are moving into like this unusual zone, because not everyone is, but some of them really go out there into a zone. Can sustain rolling multiple orgasm for hours. I had a young friend on who I showed turned on to the cam, and I'm like, okay, he's not very sexually experienced. So I'm like, oh, I'm happy to talk about things and all this. these men, when women, when they're fully engaged and turned on like this, could fuck 50 guys. There is not a there's no guy who can sustain, maybe somebody very, very Kama Sutra, you know, knows how to recycle, not ejaculate and all this stuff, but not like this. Fully, multiply, rolling orgasmic. That's the purview of female. And it is the very foundation of Tantra, that women possess a capacity that only women possess. And part of that capacity is, of course, to birth life, but there is a sexual capacity that is absolutely extraordinary beyond measure compared to what most men can experience physically, and energetically and emotionally. So chatterbait.com, have at it if you're vaguely curious, and turn the lights off a little bit and like vibe in with each of these new private but not private spaces that you're entering, right? Each one has got a whole different psychic packet that comes with it, its own aesthetic. Some of them are very clever with the way they light their space. And one young woman was one of these really good hula hoop dancers, and was maybe about 25, adorable kind of California type kind of girl you meet at like Bonnaroo or Burning Man, only she's stark naked and doing hula hoop dancing. And the guys were all saying the same thing: I can't believe that hula hoop dancing is this sexy. Bang, 50 point, 50 chips. I'm completely amazed by this. Who would have imagined? And she's going on and on and on, and you check back in and she's still on an hour and a half later. So I once wrote an article called Masturbation is the Future of Sex for the Journal of Bisexuality. I had a very funny experience the other night trying to join one of these research paper access websites. Like, it's like a database of academic papers. And I put in my name. I said Eric Francis, not Eric Coppolino. I said Eric Francis, and put in my email address. And then they're going through a kind of a verification process. Is this you? This is an Eric Francis who writes all these papers about dentistry. No, not me. I click. No. Up comes J Bisexuality. Masturbation is the Future of Sex. Is this you? Yes, I have an academic publication. I get to be a colleague also, and I wrote an article called Masturbation is the Future of Sex. Versions of it will come up if you Google that. That, I guess, going back about 10 or 12 years, and it's kind of a final report on my adventure holding masturbation workshops in the polyamory community. So there was a time, a couple of years, where anybody who came to a poly conference would have guaranteed sex, because you could always come to my masturbation orgy on Saturday night. And they went from being underground activities whispered about to being announced at dinner. And I thought, well, that's just the bee's knees. I'm being announced at dinner. And then in one party, I had a quarter of the conference. The conference was 200 people, and I had 54 people in the main, the long gone main lodge at Harbin Hot Springs. Anyway, hope you had as much fun hearing this story as I had telling it. It's now 10:48 p.m. Running a little bit later than planned, but I am the executive producer, so I'll get this on the website, and y'all know where to find me. Personal correspondence best sent to I've got a new address that I'll be more likely to see it, but actually Book of Blue works just fine. EFC@bookofblue.com if you want to get in touch, have any thoughts or questions. And I had this kind of rad idea of people recording their orgasms and then playing them, or their sex sessions, their self-sex sessions. Let's just do self-sex. And then playing them on Planet Waves FM. If you think you'd want to do that and get the ball rolling, you are invited. Drop me a note at efc@bookofblue.com. Pleasure as ever. My favorite moment of the week to do all this. Remember, we are a listener supported. I don't put nearly as many pitches for getting funded as we do. And Anatoly shared with me the list of people who are, let's say, habitual contributors. And I've got some thank you notes to send out. I had no idea that people were giving thousands of dollars. The Magazoo Foundation just gave us $12,000, a family foundation. I had no idea that I had astrology clients who were laying thousands of dollars on Planet Waves FM. You know who you are. Thank you very much. And I now leave you in the eminently capable, pissed off hands of Rage Against the Machine. This is a triple play. We are going to go out with, and I'm going to send Morello a thank you note. Morello, by the way, he teaches a masterclass. I'm going to join masterclass just to watch his guitar class. Morello starts his masterclass by saying, "Don't be intimidated by the guitar. It's just a board and some wires. Here, watch. I'm going to smack it with my pen." He does things like play the plug, take the plug out of the guitar and play the plug. That's Tom Morello. That's the guitar teacher that you at least for part of your guitar studies that you want. He also believes in theory. He said, you know, you have to practice playing to get your hands to do what you want them to do. Then you have to study theory to figure out what you want them to do. So he's why you want them to do it. So he's not just all about smacking the strings with a pen, but you'll hear some very creative guitar playing in here. And this is Killing in the Name, Into Freedom, Into Know Your Enemy. Lots of love to you. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
7 years ago, I started an organization called Parents for Rock and Rap, which fights for absolute freedom for artists in the music industry. And you young people know there are a lot of censors out there, and it's up to you to fight them. And the way that you can fight them is boycott any record shops that won't sell stickered albums to minors. But also go in and tell them why you're boycotting. And now I'd like to introduce the best band in the fucking universe. Rage Against the Machine. We'll be right back.
for example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Thank you. Oh!